Hello, everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today, I'd like to share with you, to me, a very special moment where, as we're journeying in Lent towards what our God did for us by sending His Son Jesus to suffer and die for us on the cross, and then the glorious resurrection because He offered, has given us eternal life, eternal happiness. Contemplating that suffering of Christ, contemplating on that last day what He actually did for us. And it's giving us time to contemplate, not just doing it on Good Friday, on the day when He did die for us, but contemplating Jesus, meditating upon what He has done. And as we journey with Him, coming closer with Him, have an understanding of His love for us. Because Lent is the time where we, what is it, reflect upon ourselves in the light of Christ. Reflect upon where we are at, but not just where we are at, where God is at with us, what He has done for us. So I'm going to share with you on the Stations of the Cross. Now, the Stations of the Cross is a 14-step Catholic devotion that commemorates Jesus Christ's last day on the earth as man. The 14 devotions or stations focus on specific events of this last day, beginning with Him being condemned to death. The stations are commonly used as a mini pilgrimage, because that's what we are on, aren't we? We mightn't be going to the Holy Land. We might not be going to anywhere away to do this. We're doing it in our own home, in our own space and time. But we're pilgrimaging. We're journeying with God on this special time so that we can become closer to Him and we allow Him to become closer to us. So in this 14-day 14-step devotion that we do, you could do it over 14 days if you want and really reflect and meditate upon each one. But when you do it, you look at each station and you meditate on what Christ has done for us. You reflect, you can read it, you can go and to the specific places where Jesus was brought before Pontius Pilate and really reflect upon it. So we're not just doing it on Good Friday, which we do because it's a time when we do the Stations of the Cross. But why don't we take a bit longer to really look at what Christ has done? Now, this tradition doesn't have to be just be done alone. We often do it as a church community. And we are led by priests, pastors, ministers who will share different stories, different prayers to help us focus and help us meditate. And you can be guided by lots of books. There are lots of different meditations around that you can actually get. And it just helps you reflect upon what Jesus did. This tradition is like been passed on, and it's an ancient tradition that many say goes back to Mary. Goes back to after Jesus ascended to the Father, after He rose from the dead and He ascended to the Father, it says that Mary daily visited the sites of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. She followed Jesus along the way to Calvary in the first instance, but then she meditated and pondered more. It's stated here in Scripture that she pondered and meditated on things in her heart. So it doesn't surprise me if she did. I'm sure she did. And she pondered and meditated as she went through the different areas of what happened to her son. She pondered more in her heart. What did that mean? Not just to her, but to the church, the people that were now following Christ. In the 5th century, there were chapels and shrines built. There were days dedicated to doing the Stations of the Cross every first Friday of the month, every week for some people, but definitely on the times in Lent and on Good Friday, reflecting upon what Christ has done. You know, it can be traced back to different Franciscans who depicted this beautiful journey of our God suffering for us. And they chose wonderful artists to paint, to depict Christ. Not just artists, but statues, ways to express to us what God has done. Saint John Vianney, a very famous saint, once said, I love this quote, let us go often to the foot of the cross. We shall learn there what God has done for us and what we ought to do for him. Because it's at the foot of the cross that we, contemplating Jesus' face, we see his love. We see his suffering. We see what though he's given to us. We see how much love he has shown toward us. He would stand in our place so that we would be able to no longer be separated from our God. What more could you ask of anybody? He has laid down his life for us, for everybody. No matter if you love God or don't love him, if you know God or don't know him, he's done it for all. The cross, think about it, when we go into a church, normally the cross is at the front, is what we see. It's what our eyes go to because it's what he has done that has given me life, that gives me life now and forever, that has given me purpose, has given me everything. So when we go through each station and we're looking at them, the cantor, the person who is leading the prayers, will say or sing, we adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee. We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee. And our response is, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. What's redeemed mean? Redeemed means gain or regain something in exchange for payment of. Christ's death regained for us life without God for eternity. Regained what we once had and we lost for centuries. For generations, we died and that's where it ended. We were dead. But when Jesus died for us on the cross and rose again, he has given all those in graves waiting for the Saviour to come were raised to life, entered into the kingdom of God, into the gates of heaven. Because Christ has called all, come. Come. This is such a mystery. And that's where the contemplation I encourage you to do. Don't fully understand. Ask God to reveal himself more to you. Read about it. Get more knowledge. Sit and reflect. Sit on reflect and thank God for what he's done for us. Pope St. Leo the Great wrote, for thy cross is the source of all blessings, cause of all the gifts of grace. Through it to them that believe is given strength out of weakness, glory out of shame, life out of death. What a beautiful quote. What a beautiful thing. We get strength out of weakness, glory out of shame, life out of death because of what Christ did on the cross for us. Hard to really fully understand. But even if you don't fully understand it, but accept it, oh my goodness, your life is so much richer. Your life is now life, and life to the full. And Saint Teresa of Lisieux, I'm going to finish with this beautiful quote, said, "Look at his adorable face. Look at his glazed and sunken eyes. Look at his wounds. Look Jesus in the face. There you will see how he loves us." What more can you say? In Jesus' face, you see his love. Now, we are looking at what humanity has tried to depict of Jesus on the cross, of a statue, of a cross with Jesus on it. You know, it depends on their ability, their way of how they see Jesus, their talent of how drawing Jesus, of molding the statue. But close your eyes. See Jesus, no matter what we think he looks like. Look into his eyes and see his love for us. And the journey during Lent will be so much sweeter, so much more for us. And our love for our God will go deeper because we see what he has done. So I encourage you, go look into his face and just sit there and just be with our God, be with your Son. He's God's Son. And I just feel like lapping up his love for us. You are wanted. You are needed by him because his love draws us to him. His love desires you so greatly. His heart beats with love for us. Thank you for listening.